Time then to catch up with RRIB's ongoing Play Your Part campaign. And joining me to tell us where we currently stand with that is RRIB Involvement Manager Natalie Swiderska. Natalie, thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Hello.
Just remind us then exactly what Play Your Part is all about to start with, please.
So Play Your Part is opportunities for you to play your part and get involved in lots of different pieces of work, bits of research, questionnaires, lots of things where you can give your experience, share your opinions and help develop and design and change the future, essentially. But it's lots of different work that RRIB are doing, and also lots of opportunities to get involved in similar activities through external organisations like, Oak Roof, for example, or the local water board, perhaps, if they're looking to develop their customer service to people with disabilities. So it's quite wide-ranging. The ones we're going to talk to you about later on are RRIB-specific activities. So, yeah, I'll tell you about those in a moment.
OK, then, so that's a reminder of what Play Your Part is all about. It's been going, I know, for a few months now. Natalie, how's it been received so far?
Yeah, good. And one of the ways that you can get to these opportunities is through a bulletin called Connected, and that tells people a little bit about what RRIB is working on, as well as then saying, and here's how you can get involved. Now, more and more people have been subscribing to that bulletin, and we're getting a lot more interest in people coming forward saying, yes, I'd like to do that. One of the things we've launched recently is quick polls, which we'll talk about later, and the number of people taking part in them has increased a lot. So people are out there wanting to get involved and share their opinion and help work with us. So it's doing really well.
Okay, so that's good to hear then. So there's opportunities for people to get involved with in the actual work, as you're saying. So what's ongoing just now? What is piquing our interest at this moment in time?
Yeah, so okay, we've got a few similar activities going on that we want people with particular eye conditions to help either talk about that eye condition so we can do a promotional video and help others, or to help change our publications, our leaflets, our information on the website, again, to help others who are going through that. So first one in that vein is we're looking for people who've got keratoconus, and that we want to interview somebody who specifically has that condition, who's comfortable talking on camera about their condition and their story, and who also wears contact lenses that have been given to them and fitted at the hospital. So it's quite specific. If that's for you, then get in touch with us. I'll give you our details in a bit. Another one similar to that is people who may be on anti-VEGF treatment. Now, don't ask me what that is, but I'm sure if that's applicable to you, you will know exactly if you are on those treatments or not. But again, so if you're having those anti-VEGF treatments, we're looking for people to get in touch so we can help design some leaflets and information for other people who go through the same treatment. Finally, again, similar vein, looking for people who are taking nutritional supplements, so vitamins, for your age-related macular degeneration condition. So if that's you and you're taking vitamin supplements to help slow down the progression of that, then again, we want to talk to you and see how you're finding that and also kind of help pull together some information again for other people. They're sort of similar catch-alls. Something slightly different, we're also looking to speak to people who may be getting married this year. We want to build up the whole story of the royal wedding that's coming up in May, is it? So, yes, if you're getting married this year and want to get in touch with us, tell us your story. We'll do some promotion around that and get you in the media and tell others about your story and how you met and what you're planning this year. That would be really interesting. And finally, this week, we're looking for people living in southwest London who might be interested in influencing eye care services. There's been an ophthalmology forum being set up, Southwest London Ophthalmology Forum, and they want to meet to discuss ideas and improve the services there. So again, if you want to get in touch about any of those things, contact us at the Connect team. The contact details for that are connect@rnib.org.uk, or that is 0303 1234 555. And just be specific that it's from the Play Your Part opportunities, and they'll help rate and tell you where you need to go or give you further contact details about getting in touch.
Okay, that's great. Well, there's obviously quite a few things going on there, so let's hope for a good response for that. You mentioned earlier on, Natalie, the quick poll. Again, just give us a reminder of what the quick poll actually is and what is happening on this occasion with it.
So the quick poll has been going maybe, I think this is the third or fourth question. It's, as it states, a quick poll. So one or two questions, a quick snapshot of people's feelings or opinions on something. sometimes comes from the community themselves, if they want to ask others about what they're thinking about something, or it can come from our staff team if they're looking to develop or get some ideas or a feel for an idea from the community. They'll submit a question. So it could be topical, something fun, something community-based, something R&ID and staff kind of internally based. So it's very different each week. They come out every fortnight. This week's poll is about running, and that's come from a community member because they want to know how others feel about running, whether they get involved with running, what stops them from going running. She wants to do a lot more to promote how positive running is and how much she's got from it, tell her story about she's working with a guide runner. So she wanted to just ask everybody else how they felt about it. So it's a really great opportunity to just give a quick opinion on something. And in fact, if you want to ask the community as a wider what they think about something you're thinking about, then you can get in touch with us and submit your question. And we'll work with you to get that out to the wider group. So if you want to access the poll, I think you've got all the details here.
Yeah, there is now a quick poll button on the R&IB Connect Radio website for anyone interested in getting involved in the various questions, as Natalie just outlined there. So just enter R&IB Connect Radio into your search engine, get onto our website, and the quick poll button will allow you to get involved. How else can people respond to it, Natalie?
So you can also go onto our community pages. That is the main R&IB website. There's community pages there, and within that you'll find the quick poll link and the results from previous weeks. So if you want to fancy having a read up on those, have a look. You can also, again, call the Connect team on 0303 1234 555 and they'll do the poll with you over the phone.
Okay, and we'll finish then with a final word from yourself on the Connected Bulletin again.
Yeah, so if anybody's interested in getting the Connected Bulletin, which will give you all the information about different parts of R&IB are working on, what the staff are thinking about, what we're developing, what we're designing, also lists all those opportunities to get involved. It will give you the quick poll and lots of other things for you to actively take part in and help influence what R&IB is and becomes. Then Connected Bulletin is for you. And again, if you want to get that, you can contact the Connect team on the numbers we've given you before.
Natalie Swiderska, R&IB Involvement Manager. As ever, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much indeed for joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you.